1077 GNA. Good morning. It is the Sean Archie Show.
I even have a jingle intro for this.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, this is your cheating break.
Right, exactly.
I love it.
You can cheat with anyone you want at your local chain restaurant.
This is
anyone I want?
It's way better advertising than what they've been doing.
Yeah, right?
Now that I got your attention.
So what is this, like a poll or something? Or how
just,
does this work?
It came from our prep material there. It's from yourtango.com.
Uh-huh.
This seems like it's a site. Well, look at the title. Cheaters love chain restaurants. You can find the spot that's best for you and your lover. So it's telling you where to go.
Excellent. All right. I hope we have some of these nearby.
Yes, I'm just passing this on as a public service. Now, they have the Olive Garden, of course.
Oh, really?
The Olive Garden, yeah.
I wonder what makes one better than others. Is it darker? Is it like, you know?
Well, they do a little explanation. Okay. They say they call it the garden party of affair restaurants. If you want your hanky-panky partner to feel like they really matter to you, well, right. What better place than the Olive Garden? Because it makes you feel like family, which makes no sense.
Right.
Because you're cheating on your family. I don't understand.
You know, it gives that impression that it's going to last longer than the 15 minutes it takes to get your food. You know, your mock relationship.
That's exactly an explanation for one of the other ones down the list there. Now we go to Ruby Tuesdays.
Okay.
It says you're both very short and sweet. It tells a lot about you. And you get right to the point with no unnecessary questions, no over-the-top requests. You order the same thing on the menu every time that you order. And you won't ever pass up adding the salad bar for an extra $21 or $2.
Well, hey, you know, you're already taking a gamble. You're taking a risk. Why not?
That's right. I love the explanation for the Outback. Well, just go out back, basically, is what you're saying. Your affair is as fake and unsatisfying as their menu. They don't like the Outback.
Wow.
I think the Outback's a great
place.
I love it. Me too. Even though you might be able to charm your date with false tales of life in the Outback, and what it was really like to feel like a baby kangaroo up close, you always leave wanting more, wishing you paid less for it, and agonizing over the havoc that the bloomin' onion is going to cause on your bowels.
This is this sounds more like a restaurant, you know, criticism.
Review. That's right.
Right, like the person writing this was cheating and just kept going places and was like, yeah. You know, this is why I would never cheat here again.
Right. Now, Jeff, this is what you were talking about. Now, for friendlies, and there's not a lot of friendlies left, actually. But
it should be overly friendly.
Right, yeah, right. That's right. It says there's no promise here of intellectual and stimulating conversation or an impressive cocktail menu or anything beyond the burgers and the fries and the soggy sandwiches. You're in and out in less than 15 minutes, exactly what you said, and you can foot the bill with less than $15, and we can assure you nobody's going to catch you in there.
I got a feeling if you're having an affair and you bring her to friendlies, you're probably not going to be having an affair that much longer.
Right.
Right.
Well, it really depends where you picked her up at that point. You know, high school dance or something, it sounds like. I mean, that's pretty bad.
And the Red Lobster, they say, since you're amongst families with crying children, you're never going to have to worry about carrying on a lengthy conversation because you're going to be cut off constantly.
Does it tell you like, which one's most likely to find a cheater at? Like...
Yeah, that's what I was hoping. I was hoping it would be like, you know, well, apparently...
to find somebody.
Yeah, in a survey of 1,000 people.
Right.
Or if your woman or your boy says to you, yeah, I'm just going to, you know, a couple people from work and I are going to go to the Olive Garden.
Nudge. Right.
Who the hell you are, mister?
Yeah, no, they didn't do that.
Okay.
Do we have any Longhorn Steakhouses here?
Mm. We used to.
Yeah, I thought so.
Used to be on Wolf.
Yeah, they like that place. Because you can brag that you had the 16-ounce steak. You're a man. Your body can handle it.
Okay.
And it's a good place to have an affair.
So many jokes.
Right.
So many jokes.
Yeah, I'm not even going to touch that one. Seriously.
This
is the dumbest article I've ever seen.
It really is.
Thank you
for sharing.
Thank you for exposing us to it.
I know.
Thank you so much for that, Richie.
Just passing the word.
I do appreciate it.
Yourtango.com.
Honestly, none of these are the right place.
Right.
If you're going to have an affair, you want to eat as well. They call that room service.
Right.